If you like what we're doing here, don't forget you can support us monetarily by going to our Patreon, which is patreon.com/oddcastn. Don't forget also, if you like what we're doing, to rate and review us. It helps us get seen and move up the charts on the podcast for the comedy podcasts. If you have any ideas for shows or want to hear us talk about a specific podcast, you can tweet at Jared, which is on X at odd. At oddcastn, I do believe.
Yes.
Or we have a Gmail that Jared said.
Oddcastmedia@gmail.com.
Yeah, you can email those. If you have story ideas or anything like that, feel free to do that. But until next week, everyone.
You've stumbled into another nostalgic void. Drifting. Searching with your rose-colored glasses. Fear not. What an Oddcast is here to guide you. With hosts Jared Minnickheim, Anthony Denny, Michael Kennedy, and Sven Magnusson. Stay odd and hold on tight.
Welcome back to What an Oddcast, episode 252, two mics and a mic. Ooh. I'm one of them later day.
Jared got into a car wreck.
Me and Anthony are holding down the fort, so we're just going to do a brief little interlude here while things are still being worked out. How you been, Anthony?
I'm good. I've had better days than today, but I've had worse.
Turns out Anthony's glaucomic and has weird eyes.
Yeah, so I just actually today, I had an eye exam, because I don't know if you remember from what I talked about before, but I had an eye exam. I think my battery's dying in my mouse. Interesting. I had an eye exam, and they said, oh, we don't know what's going on. We're going to send you to the higher-ups. And I was sent to the higher-ups. And, yeah, it turns out I'm pre-glaucomic, or I'm glaucomic suspect, so that'll be fun for the rest of my life.
Sure will be.
And I also have CSCR, which means that any stress will make my vision worse. Which is why the doctor said, so does your vision fluctuate, you know, get better and get worse? Yeah. How's your job? A little stressful? Sometimes can be.
Yeah, can you use that as an excuse to work from home more?
You know what?
Honestly?
I might reach out to my doctor about that.
Get a note saying that you can't work in the office because it causes you to have blurry vision.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to work, but you could try. Maybe you get your own office, too. Alex. She has her own office.
There will be a vacancy, so.
Yep. You just move into there.
That'll be fun. But, you know, everything's been A-okay in my world. How about you, Michael?
Not gonna complain.
No? I've heard that you started a new video game.
I did. It took me so long. This video game came out in 2014.
Yeah.
I
moved here.
I know. Anthony, for a birthday or something, I can't remember, got me South Park's The Stick of Truth. And I just haven't played it because, like, I unhooked my Xbox. I got my Xbox in the peak of the pandemic just because I wanted to shoot some Halos. And I bought a bunch of games with that, but I didn't buy Stick of Truth. And Anthony got it for me. I don't know, whatever he got it for me. I don't remember. But I recently started playing it. It's so fun.
It's so much
fun. It's so fucking stupid. It is so much fun.
It's just like a South Park episode.
It is all is. And, like, I obviously, like, knowing what I know about South Park, like, I'm a white character. I chose the fighter class. I quickly out-leveled or over OP'd myself really quickly because, like, I just explored the entire town and found all the quick travels and did all that shit.
Yep.
And so, like, found all my good weapons. And then I accidentally bought, like, shit that I couldn't equip yet because I didn't understand the leveling system at this point. And so when I hit those levels, I was like, yep, just gonna equip that and go ahead and modify it, make it stronger. And I'm like, this is so much fun.
It is very fun.
And I betrayed Cartman. I don't know if that's what you're supposed to do. Spoilers for Stick of Truth.
No, I think because, I betrayed him too. So
because,
I don't know.
Because you could either take the goth kids to the elves or to the humans. And I took it to the elves because I was like, I think Eric's a douche in this entire thing. And I think he's just going to be generally the bad guy at the very end. Whether or not I'm right, I don't care. And so I just betrayed him because I like Stan and Kyle better. And also they have better fighter for partners and things like that.
I definitely like Kyle's special.
Yes. Right now I'm just walking around with... I had Butters for the longest time. Butters is fun at the beginning, but I have Stan right now. I just like his big fucking sword that does all that damage because, like I said, I chose the fighter class and just... I'm currently on the siege of the school, where Eric has hid his stick, allegedly hid the stick in his desk. So that's where I'm at. But I have so much money I don't know what to do with. I don't know why I keep collecting junk. I assume it's just to sell.
I think so, yeah.
I buy everything and anything that I can at any point in time, so.
It's fun. I really appreciated it because I played on my 360.
Mm-hmm.
And then I, when I got my Xbox One, I got the two-pack of Stick of Truth and the Fractured Butthole.
Yep.
Which is a great name.
Fucking the best name in the entire fucking world.
I highly recommend, next time, when you're done with this, play the Fractured Butthole. Takes place, like, the next day.
I am going to play the Fractured Butthole because Snow Day is coming out soon, too. So.
Snow Day? I don't know about that
I don't
one.
Know about that,
that
one
That one's
either,
multiplayer.
But, yeah, which is why I was really hesitant. But, like, this one has, it's my new hyper-focus. Mm-hmm. And I asked Anthony, I was like, does it matter what class you choose? And I know you said you chose the Jew, but I think a lot of people just chose the Fighter because I was like, I don't really want to be, what, a wizard?
A mage wizard.
Or a fighter, or a Jew.
Yeah.
And I chose fighter because it just seemed like it was going to be...
Like I said, the first time I played on the 360, I picked the Jew because I thought it'd be funny. And I think you got an achievement for it.
Yeah, probably.
Because I know you get an achievement for immediately accepting your name as douchebag.
Yeah.
Sir,
I'm Commander Douchebag now, so...
And then I'm like, I just picked the Jew because funny. Jew's not that fun of a class.
No.
And it was really great when you... Because he asked me over our work chat.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I chose the Jewish class because I don't want to be like, I picked the Jew. I feel like that would be bad if I got flagged.
Going through Eric's is like, huh, a white fighter. Haven't heard a good one of those in a while. A mage, yes, a magic user, whatever. And then like you get to a Jew. It's like, oh, so I guess we just won't really be friends then, huh?
Yep.
Like, God,
that's
he's
exactly
such a
why.
Fucking asshole. And Jimmy as a bard that you have to skip constantly in order to continue. I'm like, this is so fucking stupid.
It is. It's great.
I hated it so much, but I've skipped a lot of things, so I don't care. And like, I'm not good with double joysticks and the whole farting mechanic. I don't understand it.
I don't fart in combat. I never do.
I never did. I haven't so far. And like the sneaky squeaker or whatever, I just learned. I was so fucking hard to control. I don't understand the one. Not the cup of fart, but the first one that you learned. Because like it never faced the right way for me. And I was like, I don't understand this.
Mm-hmm. That's all understandable.
That's where I'm at with that game. So
it's a fun game.
It's a great game. I'm so mad at myself for waiting this long to play it. But... I did have a couple days off, and so like I cleaned my room and hooked everything back up, and so that's really the reason why I started playing it again, because I found the Xbox and the cords and the controller, so.
Yeah. I mean, no harm, no foul. I sold my Xbox one, my old one. Sold it to Holly.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, it is there.
Because her husband wanted to play Farming Simulator with
Farming
his best
Simulator.
Friend.
So dumb.
And
but it's fun.
I'm like, yeah, it works on mine.
Yeah.
She's and like, how much you want for it? I'm like, I don't know, 120. She's like, 150. I'm like,
okay.
For $50 more, you can buy yourself a brand new one, but I'm not going to complain.
Sure. She's not going to complain either.
No, the convenience of it.
Yeah.
So I got that 150, and I just handed to Heather. I'm like, here's JK this week on me.
Yeah. When was that?
Yesterday.
Was it? Oh, did they just you recently sold it?
Yes. Like,
oh, I didn't know
yesterday.
That. Okay.
Like, they came by. I'm like, because I was talking to me, like, you got to go to Walmart. You're going to have to get yourself a controller, because I'm not selling you any of my controllers, so I only got two.
Right.
But, yeah. I've been trying to play other games, but I just keep going back to Far Cry 6 because I'm getting back into the caring about the story.
Gotcha.
And I just beat the third thing. Dude, there's this one character, spoilers for Far Cry 6, if anyone listens and cares. But there's this character, Honron. She's great. And I loved her. She was amazing. She was pretty. She was funny. And then they kill her. I'm like, oh. Why have to kill her? It's because she's vegan. I know it.
Probably.
But,
Yeah.
Nothing left. Last time we talked, that was before the Robots in Disguise, Optimus Prime.
It was. It was also before Dune.
Dune.
We have a lot to talk about. We can discuss Dune. Me and Anthony went and saw Dune. Dune Part 2. Great fucking movie.
I can't wait for it to come out on DVD in next year. I think next March.
It'll be streaming soon enough. But like, eighth highest grossing IMAX movie of all time now.
I believe it.
It's fucking amazing. So whether or not, like, whether or not Dennis is going to make the next Dune is up in the air, but there will be another Dune.
Yep, and I'm sure they will cast,
which is Children of Dune. Yes, Children of Dune. No, Dune Messiah.
Dune Messiah. Dune Messiah. Emperor of Dune.
And then God Emperor of Dune. Yes, God Emperor of Dune. Fun fact about the second one, which is Dune Messiah, it's all like fucking war. It's all war. Like, it's all a holy war. It's all
what they have to do is they have to record everything that's not CG right now for the next two movies. Basically. And then just work so that way the actors
don't think,
die.
I don't think Timothy Chalamet's going to age, and neither is Zendaya, because she's been that age for like 20 years now.
Yeah, back when she was on Disney, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then Rebecca Ferguson, who plays Lady Jessica. She's been in so much shit, and I didn't realize it. She's so much fun. She does this great interview where, like, you could, like, someone's, the meme is, like, it's her doing this interview, and it's like, no one put her through PR training. She's a gem of holy goodness, and just let it be, because she's so informed. She has a fucking toothpick in her mouth talking about it, but yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, let celebrities be people.
Yeah. I can't recommend going to see Dune 2 enough while you still have the chance. I still want to try to get to IMAX, but it's still fucking sold out a lot.
I believe it. Well, it's if it makes so you feel any better, there's another movie that's coming out this week.
Yeah, well, Ghostbusters came out last week.
Ghostbusters came out, and I've heard mixed things.
Michelle, who I trust more than not, said she enjoyed it for what it is, which is great, which is what I'm hoping for.
Good enough for us, right?
Yep, that's exactly all I fucking need.
But the next thing that's coming out this week.
Kong versus
Godzilla Kong.
And I'm Shimu.
Yeah, Shimu. Mother of Titans. Scar.
Scar.
I'm fucking so ready to see that. And it's payday this week, so you
get double pay too.
Yeah.
Going back to Ghostbusters, though. The secretary in the first one who hooks up with Rick Moranis.
In the second one, yep.
Yep. Do you know that that's the grandma on Young Sheldon?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I found that out the other day, and it fucking blew my mind.
Dude,
she was damn.
Yeah, I know. She was a fucking...
Damn. Uh-huh.
It's great. Now, I've said I love Ghostbusters. It's a great franchise.
Yep.
There's only one problem I have with the Ghostbusters.
Yeah, what's that?
It's when there's the blowjob ghost.
Yeah, the blowjob ghost is not... It has not aged well.
No, it's definitely an early 80s ha-ha joke.
Yep.
But I'm just like, I didn't get it as a kid. Now I get it, I'm just like,
Yeah, I didn't get it as a child either. Now I don't. It's the second one, right?
The first one.
First one, right in the library. Yep.
Yeah.
Nope.
And speaking of things we didn't get as a child, let's trend surf, Michael.
Okay. Let's hop on the interwebs.
Boop, boop. So, quiet on set.
Quiet on set. We owe a formal apology here at the Oddcast Network to Mr. Drake Bell, who we, about 50 episodes ago, about a year ago, ripped into, undeservedly so. In hindsight, it was fun, but quiet on the set. Which, did you see a new episode's dropping like April 17th?
No!
Yeah, and it's going to be a bunch of rebuttals and interviews and shit.
Oh, I hope they get an insider.
Oh, my God. It's going to be... He already did his rebuttal.
No, I hope they get a real one,
God, no.
And not by the bagel guy from iCarly.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Yeah, and so... That is, we would like to issue that formal apology because undeservedly so. He's been through a lot of shit, and so has a few of the other ones that we'll talk to as we parse this very delicate situation. But here at the Oddcast Network, like, damn, dude, sorry.
Yeah, we're very sorry.
Like, we knew you were going through some shit, but not like that, my friend.
There is a blanket assumption with all child actors that they've been through some shit.
Yep.
But that is...
Yeah, we will never make those assumptions again.
I'm really gonna... Like, okay, so Drake Bell, for those who don't know, he got in trouble for not doing anything explicit
talking to a minor.
But talking explicitly to a minor.
But
so child endangerment technically is what it was.
And when he found out, he broke ties.
Yes. And she did lie to him.
She did lie. They sued. He pled not guilty to not let the process draw out and just, or he pled to something.
Yeah, he pled guilty.
He pled guilty or no contest to just like get his sentence in probation and be done with the entire situation, which looking back, good for him.
Yeah.
Which is what we ripped into him about. But like, again,
yeah.
New information comes to light.
Trauma
begets
trauma.
Yeah. And so, quiet on set, Anthony.
Quiet on. It was. So you guys were talking about it, and I hadn't watched it yet.
Yep.
And then Heather wanted to watch it because it was popping up on her TikToks.
It's all my For You pages.
And
anymore.
So I asked Mike for his login, which he graciously gave.
Yep.
So thank you very much.
Yep.
I
do appreciate you making your own account. Thank you for that.
Yes. No, I don't like to mess with people's algorithms.
I really appreciate that. Like, I know I have a lot going on, but my HBO Max one is pretty perfect. So.
And I took a half day on Friday.
Yep.
Because I just wasn't feeling it.
Needed to shovel the...
Yeah,
it snowed
it
here.
It snowed in
it
Michigan.
It snowed 5 inches in Michigan in the middle of March.
Yeah, it's gone now.
Yeah, it's all gone now.
So that should tell you Michigan weather for those who don't know it.
It is 62 outside currently.
Yes.
So.
It snowed 3 days ago. But... So I did that, and
yep.
You know, I cleaned up a little bit. I'm like, you know what? I have some time. I'm going to watch The Quiet on Set.
I warned you about episode two before going in.
Episode two, like, it started out very, like, it started out talking about Amanda Bynes.
Yeah.
Which, of course, we all know Amanda Bynes. When we talked about her when she was walking around naked in L.A. and went to rehab.
I don't think we... So I want to make our position here at the Oddcast. We don't think we ever made fun of Amanda Bynes for anything. In fact, I think we have vehemently defended her because she had that string of rom-coms from, like, She's the Man to Easy A or whatever it was that, like, I pop off anytime you watch it. Yeah. So
no, we always, like, defended her because, again... Childhood trauma. We knew she went through some shit.
Oh, so much shit, though.
We didn't know what shit.
Yeah.
Like, we all... A month ago, we all knew that Dan Schneider was a creep.
He was a creep. He has been.
And child actors went through some shit.
Yep.
Now, we're like, oh, Dan Schneider's a piece of shit.
Just the biggest garbage human being out there.
Yeah. And the kids went through a lot of shit.
And me and Anthony talked about this a little bit because we saw each other on Saturday after he'd watched it. And you just kind of need to talk about it. Like, looking back now, all the shit in those shows.
All the cum shots.
All the gack and the feet and the just... I feel gross just talking about it. But it's... Like, looking back now, you're like, oh, those jokes were put in for adults.
But
while
why?
Kids that are for the adults that are watching with their parents, no, those jokes were put in there for one person individually. Well,
one
a
type
group,
of person,
one type of person, particularly, and it is. I have been on this podcast saying that I love Victorious. I think Victorious was a great show, and now looking back on it, I'm like, yeah, it was creepy as fuck.
So, like, Mike, when he said that, he liked Victorious. He had not watched it recently. He was a fond memory. Like, I love Drake and Josh.
Yes.
I have not watched Drake and Josh since I was a teenager.
Yeah, I think during COVID, I did burn through all of Victorious at one point in time as, like, a background show.
But you don't think about it.
I don't think about it. And now watching this, I can't defend any of those shows anymore.
No.
In fact, as soon as we'd all watched Quiet on the Set, we had just done our cartoon bracket.
Yep.
And Codename Kids Next Door won because we excluded Avatar. And I think the top two were Cartoon Network shows regardless. But, like, how bad would it have been had we, like, tiered the top cartoon as
Nickelodeon. Outcast's official
Yeah, no. Thank God it was Codename Kids Next Door.
Well, the thing is, like, with cartoons, it's one thing because cartoons simply have adult voice actors,
adult animators.
The bad thing about cartoons is the crunch animation time.
Yeah.
Which is also bad in something.
Yeah. Yeah.
But not as bad as diddling kids.
Here at the Oddcast Network, we do not condone diddling kids.
No, we do not.
It just reminds me of that fun, It's Always Sunny. We don't diddle kids. We do not diddle kids. Yeah, that kind of, because that comes up all the time on my For You page too now, so.
It's great. The craziest thing about this, watching this, is there's like, when they're talking about Brian Peck, the piece of shit. Oh,
piece of shit.
Child molester.
Yep.
And they were like, oh, it's playing out of the ants room. And there was a clown room. I out loud said, ha ha, John Wayne Gacy, ha ha, that's... And then it was like,
no,
it's by John Wayne Gacy. I'm like, no, that's not cool.
John Wayne Gacy's pen pal.
I said that as the worst possible scenario.
It's terrible, but like a podcast that I listened to, Crime and Sports, I subscribed to their Patreon, and they did an episode on these serial killers, and like they did John Wayne Gacy, and they talked about his most notorious, or you know, the people that wrote him constantly to try to get him to open up, and this man was one of them, and it's just like, Jesus Christ. Yeah. I would like to, again, formally apologize to any Nickelodeon stars that have a go-to that. There are two segues that I want to do, and one of them is to the Ned's podcast, who have rightly come out and, like, made their formal apology, saying they, you know, they were processing in real time. And as someone that processes trauma with humor, I understand where they were coming from. However, how they came about it was not... It's a hollow
apology
at this point. Like, especially considering the only reason you guys really popped off is because you're the two main characters had sex on set, essentially. Yeah. Like that went viral.
It's because all the adults watching that was like, "Yay, yeah. Ned and Mosby."
Yeah, and so that's kind of why it popped off. And I appreciate them apologizing and coming forth, but like what is said is said. Yeah. You guys got caught. You were told you were giant pieces of shit and got berated for it, rightly so, and. There you are.
And the thing is, like, I'm not defending or attacking them either direction.
No.
But they weren't on a Dan Snyder show.
No, they were on a Scott Fellow show. Yes. And for all intents and purposes, and from what you hear, he was a much better producer, director, creative. He created Johnny Test, for God's sake. Yeah. So, like, you know, he worked on cartoons and things like that. So I think he understood more of what was going on. But they knew what was happening. Everyone knew what was happening. Like, whether or not you wanted to acknowledge it is fine, but like, there is an air about that studio that just burn it to the ground.
Yeah, no,
burn it to the ground.
Nickelodeon will never be able to recover.
No. It was the best thing
that Max could ever do for their own stock.
Which I want. Yes, is exactly it. I bet they can buy Nickelodeon for pennies on the dollars now. Not that they would, but
no.
The next segue that I'd like to talk about is like the Jeanette McCurdy thing, right? Mm-hmm. So she wrote her own book, I'm Glad My Mom Died, which I have read. It's a very good book.
I've heard it's a very good book. I don't read.
It's great if you are processing your own trauma, because she's funny in a way that really expands on how you can process it in your own life. And it's really, really cool. A great read. I listened to the audiobook, which is fine. But I listened to an interview of her reading one of the chapters, which is like the two agents sat down with her across the table, and they're like, hey, Sam and Cat's canceled, which is Sam and Cat was what happened to Ariana Grande and Jeanette McCurdy after Victorious and iCarly were shut down. Those two characters came together for a babysitting service, and Jeanette was extremely happy that it was canceled. And the agent was like, yeah, we thought you would, you know, say you'd be happy that it's canceled. And then there's like some him hawing. And also, here's $300,000. And she goes, why? Think of it as a parting gift. And it didn't sit right. And so finally, after like back and forth with her agent, she's like, it's basically NDA money. You're not allowed to say shit about Dan Schneider. And she said, keep it. And that's why she still can't name Dan Schneider, because it's technically defamation at that point.
You have to say allegedly.
Which is...
It's funny how that's a fucking blanket statement that gets you out of all crime.
And that's why she was able to write her book, and she has her own podcast, which is a really good podcast. If you haven't listened to it, go ahead. Good for her, because I think that book is what kind of peeled open a way for this documentary to happen.
I think what happened was they were waiting for Drake Bell to be done with his thing, and they were like, okay.
Yeah, because I told you when we saw each other Saturday, the greatest meme that I ever saw was like HBO being like, "Hey Paramount, do you want to join our streaming services and family?" And Paramount goes, "No, I'm good." And HBO goes, "Are you sure you don't want to join us?" And Paramount goes, "No, I'm good." And then they released this documentary, and Paramount's like, "What the fuck?" And then the stock just plummets.
Oh, plummet.
Yeah. I will say that, you know, we've gotten this for Nickelodeon, and there's a new episode coming out, and I think it's going to be an ongoing series, if I'm being honest.
I hope it is.
Like, just exposing the absolute scum that it is. Disney is next. I have heard through different odd and end things on social media that, like, yeah, no, they're going to do one idea. It's not nearly as bad, but it's still bad.
Anything that has children really should be looked at.
Oh, absolutely. Just, give it a once-over. Yep. Fine-tooth comb.
Every channel that had children working on it, those should be examined.
Which is, I think Cartoon Network is the only safe one, because when Cartoon Network tried to do...
Destroy, build, destroy,
Andrew WK or whatever, right? That's his name. Fuck, I got that. Pulled that right out the ass.
That's the only live action show I remember.
There was also Hole in the Wall, which was...
Oh, that one's fun.
Which came from like 17 other networks, because it's just a Japanese game show that... And I think those were the only two.
There was one other where a kid got Walt Disney's brain, but not Walt Disney.
That was a movie. Right?
It was a show as well.
Oh, shit, I forgot it was a show. Yeah.
Didn't do well.
No.
The thing about Cartoon Network is like, we're going to try live action.
No.
Live action doesn't work. Oh, right, back to cartoons.
Yeah, that's why we got good cartoons. So, burn Nickelodeon Studios to the ground.
Burn Nickelodeon Studios to the ground.
There's no redeeming anything. Keep SpongeBob, keep Avatar, burn it all. Like, I'm sorry. It's just...
I feel really bad for, like... Brian and David, people who are behind Avatar, just seeing everything burn right when they're like, "All right, we're hitting that nostalgia. Everyone's getting right back
to
it."
We got four new movies coming out about Aang's life. We got the live action,
and they did see this quite on set. I can see their face, like,
just implodes.
It's like, well, we've lost this.
I still think that, though, I honestly think that is the only saving grace that Nickelodeon has, is those movies in the works in development coming out, because I'm sure, you know, Nickelodeon, I say burn it to the ground, it will never go anywhere. It is a staple channel. It's like you have Nick at Night with all the old sitcoms and things like that. And so it's never going to go anywhere, but like, burn it to the ground. Not even like a phoenix. Burn it all to the ground. Start over. Completely different.
Paramount out there, you got
it. Burn it to the ground. Burn it to the ground.
Like, and it comes down to, we have this awful thing of keeping it or getting it rid of it. And I don't want to say awful, because...
No, it is.
The idea of it is like, this stuff should not be seen.
Yes.
No adult should be watching it. No child should watch it and think that it is okay.
Yeah.
Which is important.
Yep.
But at the same time, it's important to keep it and put it in like an archive somewhere.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you can't, it's not on TV anymore. Not accessible by the everyday public.
No.
You have to like a museum.
Yep.
You have to pay $10 and you can watch something.
Yeah, it's
But not Paramount Plus. It has to be a different, its own thing.
Yeah.
Where they know, where you have to like sign a waiver and be like, "This is fucked up. This is fucked up."
It's just one of those things where, like, I'm glad that it finally came out, because, like, how long have we been talking about this kind of stuff? Like, basically the last 10 years.
And speaking of that, I like to put out an apology to someone I used to make fun of as a teenager.
Yeah.
I like to apologize to Jamie Lynn Spears.
Yeah.
The iconicness of... Iconicness. The her getting pregnant.
Yep.
And ruining
Zoey 101. Yep.
I feel like I didn't watch Zoey 101.
I did.
I didn't care for it because it was a girl show, and I was at that point in my life.
You didn't understand. It's fine.
Yeah, which I was an idiot. I agree.
Yes.
you were. And I made fun of her like, "Haha, she got pregnant."
Oh, you bastard.
Yeah, no, I was an awful person.
I'll give you that.
She will never hear me.
Nope.
She does not know that I made fun of her.
No.
But awful situation.
Yep.
Who knows? She might have saw it as her only way out.
That's true. That's true.
Like, maybe that's why she kept it. I'm not saying that that's it. That's just podcast talking.
Yeah. And with that, you know, Drake has come out and said, like, hey, Josh reached out to me personally. Like, there's things that we cannot talk about because of NDAs, but he has reached out. I don't want to say anything because I don't want to, but, like, you know how we're finding out how, like, the people we thought were good are now turning into, like, the biggest piles of dog crap there is? I don't want him to be one of those people.
No, I think, well, what it is with Josh.
Yes.
So, for those who don't know, Drake and Josh had a, you know, they didn't have a falling out, but they just grew apart.
Yeah, well, after so many years of the show, you just kind of grow apart.
Because they were friends, but then, you know, you spend every day with someone, eventually you'll get a, but Drake was going through the whole, you know, court thing, so Josh did not invite him to his wedding.
Yep.
That was the big thing. And everyone's like, oh, Josh didn't invite Drake, but he invited Dan Schneider. Well, it's possible that Dan Schneider didn't do any creepy things to Josh growing up.
Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah, it's 100%. Because he might not have even known that it was going on because you're not going to tell your kids.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, fuck all the parents that allowed it to happen.
Yeah, and any of the executive producers as well.
Yes. But, like, if... like, as a person of color, as little as I am, as I still am...
Yep.
I think it's funny that the black mom was like, shit's not right, and so they fired the kid and got rid of her.
Yep.
Because I'm not saying this is like white people don't.
No, white people are dumb.
But a person of color will see shit happening and be like, shit is happening.
Yeah.
Because, again, it's not... I'm not saying all white people or stuff like that or all persons of color would speak out because everyone's individual.
Right.
But, like, as a father and I was just hearing things, I wanted to go find Dan Schneider and shoot him.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, this... Dan Schneider is the man who is probably going to have... He probably has enough money and gets residuals for now. For the rest of his life.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope... And he probably will never, ever leave his house ever again.
Yep. No, I don't think he could go out in public.
No, he would. He will have to get his food.
Did you watch the rebuttal interview?
I did not
watch... And his weird facial hair that man grew?
I watched it through other sources because I didn't want to give him a view. Right.
No, I get it. Yep.
But yeah, no, the fuck... It's like he lost some weight, not all of the weight.
Yeah.
Which you would think a man who's...
really gray and white beard.
Yeah. Which, again, was... The interview was done by the bagel guy from iCarly.
Yeah, which I didn't understand that at all.
Because he's an actor and not a professional interviewer.
Yeah, and not an interview person.
Who would grill him.
Yeah.
So, it's just...
Yep.
You know, I mean, we just had to mention it. If we didn't, I'm sure someone listening would be like...
Yeah, you guys didn't talk about it. Yeah, well, we talked about it now. We've said our piece. We've said our apologies. It's just one of those things. There'll be more to come, and I'm sure we'll talk about it again.
Oh, yeah.
Jared has thoughts, and so when he comes back and decides to get his life together, we'll go ahead and let him say his piece on it as well. So, but yeah, that we I was surprised Anthony watched it, but me and Jared were going back and forth. In our group chat, just
I wanted to watch it because I felt immediately out.
Yeah, you feel a little bit left out.
Everyone was talking about it online.
It's on every For You page. It's every TikTok.
Like, and I would have to pass it on my For You pages because I'm like, no, I want to watch it. I'm like, fine, I'll watch it. You win.
No, and then
I lost.
Yeah, you lost hard.
Yeah, like the fucking... I hate the term "killed your childhood" because it's such a stupid term. Like, oh, blah, 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 killed my childhood. this fucking destroyed it, mine.
Yep.
Like, it's bad.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. It's me, Jared Jokey Pants. So the guys talked about the Quiet on Set, the documentary with Nick and the child actors and the abuse and all that stuff. Now, they wanted me to wait until I got back to the show to give my opinion. But sitting here editing this episode, I can't help but listen to them talk about it and have things that I'd like to say about it. I don't have the mics that we normally use, so if it's not as great, I apologize. I can only do so fucking much, so go fuck yourself. So anyway, so Quiet on Set. I agree with Mike. Burn fucking Nick to the ground. Fucking just restart it. Like, they have banked on SpongeBob, and I get SpongeBob. It's a huge staple in a lot of kids and, like, the pop culture. I get it. And Avatar The Last Airbender, agreed too. It's another huge cultural staple. I get it. Try to save those properties. But, folks, just fucking burn Nick down. All right? Let's all be real. Right? If we're all just going to be point-blank fucking honest, is any of this truly that much of a fucking surprise? All right, let's all think back. The Cosby Show was on Nick at Night. I think we all know what happened, what came to light about Cosby, all right? Now let's flash forward to the 90s. Like, yeah, there's the Dan Schneider and all this child abuse shit that has come out now of like, yeah, no, Nick was fucking riddled with pedophiles. Is it really a fucking shock? No. And for those of you who are new to the show, we covered Ren and Stimpy way back in like our first year of ever doing this show. Now, covering Ren and Stimpy, the original creator of Ren and Stimpy, and you can feel free to look this up, ladies and gentlemen, was also a fucking pedophile. Like, the first two seasons of Ren and Stimpy are drastically different than anything that came after it. And can you guess why? That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Nick found out about some dirty things that were going on. Now, at the time, they said they let him go because he did not put episodes out on time per week for Ren and Stimpy. And they got irritated and they let him go. Well, it wasn't until about 10 years after the fact we found out that what he was actually doing, the reason it took so long, this man would have children come in and be like, this is how we make Ren and Stimpy. And he would groom them till they were teenagers, and then things came to light. Nick found out about this way before anybody else. They fired his ass. And what did they do with Ren and Stimpy? That's right, they sold it to MTV because they said, fuck that. If that comes to light, we're fucked. So all of this shit with the child actors, and there was abuse, and there were no fucking shit. Nick has a fucking history of hiring people with very, very bad intentions, and they let them around kids. It is not something that was a shock of like, oh my God, no. If the things that we've looked into for things we wanted to talk about, there is a lot of dirty laundry in that closet. And it's just now that things are coming out, and now everybody's saying cancel Nick and burn Nickelodeon. Like, yeah, no, that should have been done like before Dan Schneider even got involved. They have a history of fucking issues. As far as the whole Drake Bell and Josh Peck, I agree with Mike and Anthony. I'm not going to throw any of them under the bus and say Josh Peck or Miranda Cosgrove or any of the others that haven't commented are terrible people. Because, yeah, they have NDAs. So it is very much even if they want to say something, they were offered money and an NDA of, hey, just in case you get to keep your career, here's a ton of money, just don't ever fucking say anything. If something were to come out, you legally can't say something. So they're backed into the corner of if they do, they'll go to fucking jail. They have to deal with all the legal side of things now. That's just that is the way show business works. It's shady. It sucks. Not a whole lot we could do about it now that it's history. There's a new episode that's coming. I assume it'll probably be more things associated with Nick, maybe. Mike was saying Disney's next. Who knows? Maybe the next episode is going to be delving into the Disney side of things. That it's looking like might not have been as bad as what Nick was, but there was still like not great things going on the Disney set for live action with the kids. Like, it just, kids and show business don't mix. That seems to be a lesson I think we should all fucking learn with Hollywood, is that they don't fucking mix. All right. Look at Macaulay Culkin, for God's sake. Like, the fucking kid was dragged through by his parents with no fucks given to what he was doing, of just like, come on, make us that money, boy. You know, and then we saw Macaulay Culkin, like, went through a terrible fucking stretch where he looked like a goddamn zombie that was walking the earth. And it's because he was fucking drugged through the mud. It's show business. You know, and we see it, and, you know, he's made his comeback. You know, he's come back around and been like, yeah, no, I was in fucking a living hell, and I stepped away from all of it because show business is absolutely ugly and fucking terrible, and I needed a break. And, you know, now he's coming back and doing his thing. And you're seeing the same thing, Josh Peck, all them, you know, they all take their breaks or they do whatever. But, you know, at the end of the day, I agree with the guys here. Burn fucking Nick to the goddamn ground and just do something else. Like, God, watching that doc was so frustrating because it does ruin shows that I watched growing up. I don't know how intently Mike watched things. I was a big All That kid growing up. So seeing that All That was just like a real sore spot of like there were two fucking people that were doing things that like just stayed with Nick for 20. Like that's just that's heartbreaking because I really did enjoy All That a lot. And I enjoyed the Amanda Show. So seeing all this stuff come to light was very like, that kind of ruins like, there goes my childhood. Cause like they were getting like sexually abused and everything behind the scenes. And like nobody like did shit. And also, yes, Anthony, you're correct. Fuck the goddamn parents. They made themselves be pieces of shit in the fucking doc. And Anthony, you're correct. There was only technically there are two parents who were okay parents in that entire doc. You had the black mom there who tried to point out like, hey, that guy is kind of being creepy. And yes, they fucking canned the kid and got her off. Why? Because she was pointing out an obvious issue they weren't going to acknowledge. The other one would be Drake Bell's dad, who I give kudos to with the whole trying to make it fucking known with like, hey, this dude's being super creepy. I'm not allowed to be on set anymore, but like, do not leave him alone with my son. And then what happened? Oh, you know, you get the whole fucking terrible story that the mom did exact fucking opposite and terrible goddamn things happen. So those two parents, great. The other parent, the Brittany, if I remember correctly, the girl's name was Brittany, who was a cast member. Yeah, no, she didn't come on the dock, but the mom did. And the mom makes it very obvious when she's like, I always wanted to be an actress. Somebody pointed a fucking camera on her, so she started talking about everything. But then, like, a total piece of fucking shit, instead of being, like, you know, admitting that she fucked up at any point, was very blatantly, like, I didn't tell the police or anyone because I didn't want her to lose her acting career. Which is the biggest piece of shit fucking thing I'd ever heard in my fucking life. Like, I'm sorry. Your daughter was getting sexually abused and sent shit, and you were just like, nah, if I say something, she won't be an actor anymore. Like, fuck that. First off, let's cancel that mom. Let's find that mom, and she needs to be dragged through the fucking streets because she's a piece of fucking shit. That is the worst fucking response I've ever fucking heard. That's my two cents on the whole thing. The guys went through their spiel. Also, it was very painful listening to Mike talk about Stick of Truth because he said he doesn't use any of the fart attacks, and I gotta tell you, he's missing out. You get that sick bonus attack. Like, they'll vomit and, like, miss their turn, so you get, like, an opportunity attack. Like, Mike is missing out. I wanted to throw that in for the video game there, because I've played through that multiple times. He's missing out. Other than that, just editing, I wanted to throw this in. So this is your I'm putting in my two cents. I'll see you all when I can see you all, and enjoy the rest of the episode.
Also, speaking of terrible, so the audience can't see this because this is a podcast, yeah. But I'm currently wearing sunglasses because my eyes were numbed and then dilated. Holy shit.
Yeah.
This room, without my sunglasses on, I don't know if you keep noticing me every now and then, I'll try to take them off.
Yeah, it's still bright.
You're so fucking bright.
Well, also, you're wearing sunglasses inside, so your eyes are not going to undilate, too.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, I get it. Yeah, well, the fucking bright window and all that.
Yeah.
So... Yep, over the weekend, I got myself, well, I got my hands on,
uh-huh.
It was bought for me, original Robots in Disguise Optimus Prime, and he's great. I love his chrome.
It is actually a really nice figure.
It is. There is a full figure on eBay for $79, or now it's a 60-something.
Yeah, because they keep offering you.
They keep offering. You buy something. I bought him incomplete. He was $6. Yeah. He doesn't have his gun. He doesn't have any of his bits.
Yeah.
He's just the robot.
Yep.
Which I'm perfectly fine with.
Yeah, you don't need anything else.
Yeah. But I just went on and I saved him so I can get it. And I don't know if everyone who's got this shit is on the same fucking work page, but I got four offers like 10% off, 20% off, 15% off. I'm like, I don't have the money.
Really trying to get rid of it.
Yeah. They're like, well, no one's going to buy it.
Yep.
I almost want to go find fucking... You know how much it costs to get a... Not a new, but just an open Optimus and Ultra Magnus together.
No.
400.
Yeah, I believe that.
You could have bought the brand new one for 250.
I did buy the brand one for new 50. Ooh, that didn't come out right.
Yep. I can't wait for it. I'm already thinking about buying another shelf.
Where you're gonna move your fucking shelves? Yep.
How I'm gonna reorganize them. You know, it's just
Yeah.
He's just a thing. I tried putting him on the Optimus shelf, but there's no room on the Optimus shelf.
I was wondering why he wasn't on the Optimus shelf, but it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, eventually I think I want to do like a Robots in Disguise shelf.
Yeah.
Maybe a Japanese.
You need to get a circle shelf. So it's a Venn diagram.
Yeah. But, you know, it's just a whole thing.
Yep.
I don't know if Heather got the job yet.
I don't know either.
It's really weird.
Well, I think she misheard. I think they said they'd let her know by the 4th or 2nd, right? Because that gives you 2 weeks to, mm-hmm. Start on the 22nd. But, you know, it is what it is. So.
It is what it is. People pay teachers more. They don't get paid enough to do with what they do.
No, not at all.
Kids are a pain in the arse.
Mm-hmm.
I know things that I'm not going to say, but...
They're assholes.
God, they're assholes.
Yeah, especially the kids, especially the next generation coming up, they're just all entitled mm-hmm. iPad kids, so...
Yeah, well
that's... trying to be an influencer.
Yeah, I mean, not to sound like a fucking boomer or anything,
you're gonna sound like a boomer.
Oh my God, what the fuck?
It's bad, I know it's bad.
Like,
so.
I was an asshole kid. I was. Did I always teach my teachers with respect? Not always. But, like, at the same time, I never went the next step. I never went above.
Right.
Gosh. I don't know if the audience can hear Hunter barking, but...
He's relentless.
God, he is so mad. I just put it outside because I didn't want to deal with it because I'm recording on my stuff, and it's already fucking... It took me, like, 20 minutes. I was half blind doing it.
Yep.
And I'm like, everything is perfect. I don't want to fuck it up. I don't want anyone to touch it.
No, I get it.
But,
yeah.
I'm trying to think of... You see, the problem is Mike and I live very boring lives.
Very boring lives.
And we don't really do much.
The issue with having two on a podcast is there's no third person to fill time while someone else is looking for
the like final the next thought. Story so, or
that might be it for this 252 at this point because we don't have 36. A whole lot. 36 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh. I don't have anything else to talk about though. So
the big thing was right? It's hard. I mean, we just had boring weeks.
Yeah, there was nothing that really happened. So
yeah, no.
Again, nothing's come out and we haven't really watched anything, so
no.
The big thing was quiet on set.
Yeah. Oh, we'll talk about Battlefront 2. The Battlefront. Classic Battlefront. So, this Battlefront, I was so excited for it. But I've learned my lesson thanks to Fallout 76 that you don't pre-order games.
Yep.
There's only one games that I pre-order, and those are Nintendo games. Like Legend of Zelda or like Mario games. Yep. I'll pre-order those. But I don't pre-order games.
Yep.
This came out so bad. And if you give me a second, I can open up my Xbox app and we can look at some reviews. Because it's so much fun. Search. The Star Wars Battlefront Classic Collection. I can't see the reviews, which is kind of sad. But I know that it has like 2 stars.
Yep. It's not good.
It's not good. You fucked it up. Like, they didn't have to fuck it up. They literally could have just gave it a shiny skin and ported it over one for one, and people would have loved it. You don't even have to give it a shiny skin. I re-downloaded Battlefront 2 for my own personal because I wasn't buying it, nor paying for online so I could play that 64 player server, which did not work. Which, like, how do you fuck up the one thing that you are advertising? Like,
yeah.
It should tell you it has a 5 out of 10 on Steam. And that's without people like review bombing. That should tell you how bad.
It's just not good. That's why I'm not downloading it. So.
Audience rating on Google, it is a 2.6. Don't buy it unless you only use offline single player or and want it to on the platform you use that isn't PC or Steam. That should tell you how bad it is, because how the fuck do you... Like, it was such an easy cash grab. It was only $35, too, which is why I was going to buy it. Because it was so easy. You could have done it. But no, you fucked it up. I heard Super Princess Peach came out.
I heard it's too easy.
That's
all I heard.
I haven't looked at anything. I probably will look into it. I know Alpharad. He's like the YouTuber that I watch.
Yep.
Or Twitch streamer that I watch. I watch his VODs on YouTube. It's good to put on the background because they're like 4-hour Among Us VODs or other games. And he loves Princess Peach, not in a weird way. But like he did a playthrough of it already. Like a 6-hour stream. So I might watch that.
Yeah.
It's just I don't think I'm going to buy it and play it. No. I don't care about Princess Peach that much.
No.
This game's not for me, which is fine.
I've watched a few things. It looks really cool, but it's just not. It's not a game for me.
Yeah. The problem is Nintendo doesn't do sales like Xbox does. Like, if you give it enough time, Mike, within the year,
yeah.
The Fractured Butthole
yeah.
will go on sale.
Yeah.
I guarantee it. I've Probably. Seen it on sale so many times.
Whenever they're hurting for a little bit of money.
Yeah. So, Nintendo, you get like a... I got Far Cry 6, the complete, like, the $120 edition for $9.
Yeah.
I have not seen the Breath of the Wild go under 60 at all in the Nintendo eShop.
It hasn't. Neither has Tears of the Kingdom, and I still have corrupted data on my... And I still got to figure that out. One day I'll bring it over and figure it out when I actually give a shit.
When I still like when Heather was hyper-fixating, wanted to play Tears of the Kingdom.
It lasted all of a day.
It lasted a couple days, but it was really funny because the way I have my controller with custom buttons on the bottom of the holders. Grips.
Yep.
And she kept pushing those, which I had functioned... because I'm lazy, so I have left trigger and right trigger on my index fingers, and those buttons that you could hit with your ring fingers, I had to the bumpers.
Yep.
So Heather would be just hanging around, attacking someone, and then starts throwing stuff at them.
Yep.
Because she would hit those and just
the stupid open up bumpers. The
fucking, yeah, open up. That. She's like, why do I keep throwing my weapons? I'm like, I don't know, you're an idiot? She's like, I might be an idiot, but I'm not an idiot about this.
And possibly.
I just kept watching her play. I'm like, you're not hitting the button, so how are you doing it? And I'm like, oh, wait. The hotkey. Right.
Yep.
Because, you know, I like to be lazy sometimes, and it's so hard to move your fingers. You know, move your finger from the trigger to the bumper.
Yep.
The people who fucking play, like, those PlayStation people who play with, like, the two fingers.
Yeah.
Those people are fucking
I don't
weird.
Understand those. I will never understand that.
Yeah, no.
It's hard in the strict of truth because, like, I don't Xbox all that much.
That's fine.
So, like, me dancing as a goth kid trying to remember which buttons are fucking drink coffee and smoke and dance, it was very difficult. But I made through. I'm going to go home and probably play that a little bit more.
Have you ever seen Claw Grip?
Yes, I know exactly what that is.
Like, this crazy that, like, people fucking play like... People are maniacs.
Yeah, they're also going to have severe arthritis in the next 30 years.
Yeah. Which, hey, they're going to get all their money now from it. But, like, props to people like that. It always makes me want to speedrun.
Yep.
Like, I would love to speedrun Fallout New Vegas. Because that game, if you go through the quick ascending, you can do it in, like, 2 hours.
Yep.
And that's not even, like, a speed run. That's, like, you just going. Like, there was one challenge someone did. I think it was Many a True Nerd, who's just a big Fallout fan. He's not a speedrunner or anything. He just knows right. the game. And he's like, I want to beat survival mode without eating, sleeping, or drinking. And he's like, we're just going to go through the fastest ending.
Yep.
And we're just going to beat it as fast as we can. And he's like, The fact that you can do that, the fact that you can beat the whole game on the hardest difficulty without healing, too. He didn't heal the whole time.
Pretty good.
It's like that's amazing. I would love to do that. I don't have the skills or the patience. But it's fucking stupid. Speedrunning tech is so fucking crazy.
Yeah, I still watch a couple of my speedrunning people on YouTube do, like, Metroid and stuff. And so, like, watching them hold control, it makes my hands hurt. And I don't have... I guess if I really wanted to quit my job and start streaming on Twitch and become a Twitch partner, I'm sure I could probably find a niche and make money. Not right now, though. Not right now. So,
no. One of the common things in New Vegas speedrunning is called short hopping.
Okay,
it's where you jump forwards while sprinting, and as soon as you hit the top of your jump, you let go of the going forward button and then tap it again.
Yep.
At the right exact frame, and that makes you go a little bit faster. But you also have to swoop your mic the miles the entire time. It's, what
whistle sprinting is, essentially.
Yeah. It's crazy how people just find this shit out and be like, yeah, this works like this. Like, okay. Cool.
Yeah, my favorite speedruns are still all Legends of Zelda's to watch, because there's so many much broken fucking tech in that entire thing. So
I've been watching this one guy. I'm sure people are like, oh, who are you? Linkus.
Love Linkus. World record holder right now.
Yep, for Wind Waker. He was doing some Wind Waker speedruns. Like, as of like last week, I'm like, oh, I can Wind watch Waker, this.
He does. He still runs Version Zero and had the Tears of the Kingdom record for a while, but that keeps getting broken every day because Jesus Christ.
Yeah, someone found out recently, if you take a stabilizer and put it over one of those like small arc things, and you stand perfectly in the middle climbing up it, you shoot up straight up.
Yep.
Just like, someone just found that. I love that. But like, seeing Linkus play Wind Waker made me be like, oh, I kind of want to set up my Wii U and play Wind Waker again. Because it's such a fun game. Like I said before, that was probably the first game that I 100%ed.
Yep.
Because that was when I didn't have internet, didn't have cable. So all I had was Wind Waker. Wind Waker and Tony Hawk's Underground.
Never played it.
It's a weird... It's a skateboard game,
dude. I was never good at skateboarding. My cousin had a demo for snowboarding, a game on his PlayStation, and we would try to get the most points on that, but that's as close as I ever got to sports games.
It's... Tony Hawk's Underground, or Thug, as it's also known as. Yeah. Very fun game. The story mode is fun, because it's also the very first Tony Hawk game where you can get off your skateboard and just walk around and do shit.
Yep.
But, like, I still remember some of the cheat codes, because, you know, you're a kid. I wasn't good enough to balance or shit like that. So I would put in the cheat code that gave you, like, unlimited grinding, unlimited lips, I don't know what they're called, or unlimited manuals, shit like that. And let me tell you, that game, it goes from really fun and not easy, but not hard to play, like medium to play, to fucking easy once you put in all those cheat codes. Because in every level, there's a challenge you have to do.
Yeah.
You have to get the highest points. But you just you just get up on the lip, you just mash all the buttons a bunch of times, and then you have the highest score, and no one can beat you.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. But then there's also Moon Gravity, where you can just fucking jump forever.
Spin and spin and spin and spin and spin.
It's fun. Gene Simmons was a guest character in that game.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, there was a whole Kiss level. Depending on... You had to beat the game. This was back in the day where you had to... You didn't get each individual unlock, but for every difficulty you beat the story mode, you got unlocked a different character.
Okay, so like Guitar Hero.
Yeah, like I think for Gene Simmons was the normal unlock, but the creature from the Black Lagoon, like a copyright free version, was the hard unlock.
Okay,
which is fucking whack, but it always made me want to play Tony Hawk's Underground 2. Which I never got to, but it seemed like such a fun game. It was Tony Hawk versus Bam Margera, crazy shit. You could play it like Phil Margera. Shrek's in it.
Yeah, I know Shrek's in it. I knew that back when Shrek was still big.
Yeah, I mean, he's still big and he's fallen out, but he's still big. Also, my son no longer likes Mickey Mouse as much. He's into Hercules.
He'll still watch Mickey Mouse.
He does. But he's asked for it to turn off a few times for Hercules.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Hasn't done that to me yet.
Yeah, so. He's handed me the controller. I'm like, you want to watch Mickey Mouse? And he said no. I'm like, you want to watch Hercules? And then I'll get all excited and go on the chair. I'm like, go on the couch. I'm like, okay, I guess I'll put on Hercules now.
That's fun.
Yeah, he's a fun little guy. He likes doing stuff. The other day, Hunter just like... gets tormented by Orion.
Yes.
And so much so, like, Orion will pick up a stick and Hunter will be like, oh my god, he's gonna attack me with it. Don't worry. He does. Orion does not attack him with the stick.
Attack the stick.
Like, he did one time, and now Hunter forever is like, ah! Like, I protect Hunter. I don't let Orion flap him with a stick, because, you know, that's bad manners. A bad thing to teach a kid. But there's just times where Hunter's just running around in circles, and Orion's chasing him, and you're like, oh, are you mad? Like, do you not want this Hunter? And then Hunter will go over to Orion and start playing with him. It's like, okay, so you do want this. I think as Holly Zog just gave him...
Yes.
Taught him that growling is playing.
Yes. That's because they're annoying little yappy things. Yeah.
I do think it's great that Zero acts like he hates Hunter.
Yeah, until they start playing.
Yeah, but until you put Hunter outside and Zero inside, and Zero just wants to go outside immediately. It's like, mm-hmm. You're just a fucking tsundere.
Yeah, just that's all there is to it. And they only have, you know, those dogs to play with, so.
Yeah, which, you know, one day I might get Hunter a friend.
But yeah, probably not anytime soon.
No, not anytime soon.
And won't cost nearly as much.
No.
Yeah, I'm not going to make that mistake again, huh?
No. Cybertron Starscream is going to be the short-packed figure? Oof.
Didn't I just order that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what short-pack means is, like, for every box of figures, some figures only get one per box.
Yeah.
And that's called short-pack.
Yeah.
Fact. Which means that Cybertron Starscream is going to be very hard to find in store.
Oh, cool.
Because there will be...
pre-ordered it then.
Yep. Nope. That's why we pre-order stuff online, because we get that shit.
Yep.
But, yeah, apparently there's going to be two Silver Bolts. They're doing...
Okay.
Which is cool. I like Silver Bolt. He'll go great on my Beast Wars shelf.
Yeah.
Season 1. I've already rearranged it in my head so he can be standing next to his girlfriend.
Yeah. It's the emptiest shelf you got, too.
It is. It's like... Well, the problem is there's not a lot of Maximals.
No.
Like, that's not. That's the entire cast except for Silver Bolt.
Yeah.
And that's with them extra characters, too.
I was going to say, that's with Leo Breaker and...
Yeah. And all the fucking fossilizers.
Yeah. Yep.
But, like, that's it. You can count them on your two hands how many there are. Then there's the Predacons, who there's, like, fucking 90 of them.
Yeah, but they don't have that many released. You're only going to get the big couple.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me.
I'll probably end up getting Magmatron eventually. But I don't know. He's a fun idea, but... The problem is, if they release Big Convoy, I want to get Magmatron. So it's like, do I buy him in advance because I know eventually they'll do Big Convoy?
Right.
Or do I just wait?
Just wait.
And never get him. And
you're just going to wait.
Yeah.
Just wait.
Because I'm definitely going to do a Japanese shelf. Because, you know, some people deserve it. Also, if I can put Deathsaurus and Star Saber on the same shelf.
Yeah, you'll be able to make room for him.
Yeah. God, I gotta buy another fucking shelf.
Yeah, you will, sooner rather than later, too. So.
Yeah. In which, I'm sure my wife is gonna be like, why'd you buy another shelf, Anthony?
Because you need another shelf.
Yeah. I don't need another shelf.
No, really what you need is you need shelves and the little things that hook onto the shelves, because you could lower them a few of them to make room.
Yeah.
Like down there where there's a bunch of empty spaces, you'd have room. So, but I get it.
Yeah. And just some of them, those fucking Star Wars ones.
Yeah.
Those things, the Star Wars crossovers from about 2003 to 2005.
Yep.
They are so fucking fragile, Michael. That Jango Fett
crack.
Is broken. His dome gone. It He's doesn't
crack.
Stick in. Piece fell off. Don't know where it is. I dropped Darth Maul. And he exploded.
Yeah, I remember that.
He's being held together with super glue. I am afraid to ever transform him again.
You will never be able to.
No. That shelf, as soon as Orion starts playing with, like, coming downstairs and playing it, I hate to be the off-limits guys.
Yeah.
Because toys should be played.
Yeah, that not is, that one.
Not those ones because...
Not the vintage toys.
Those ones will break.
You gotta swallow a piece, son. No thank you.
Like, and it is a thing where he will do it. And he will get sad. yeah. that he breaks with.
Yeah, he would.
He
yeah.
gets sad when he yeah. breaks up down. And he doesn't have a conscience sad. Yet.
Yep.
He is not aware. But, you know what?
Yep.
That's 54 minutes. I think, honestly, that's the best we're going to do.
Vamped as much as we can. I am mentally checked out and hungry, so...
Amen the fucking that.
Thank you all for listening. If you like what we're doing here, don't forget you can support us monetarily by going to our Patreon, which is patreon.com/oddcastn. Don't forget also, if you like what we're doing, to rate and review us. It helps us get seen and move up the charts on the podcast for the comedy podcasts. If you have any ideas for shows or want to hear us talk about a specific podcast, you can tweet at Jared, which is on X at OddcastN, I do believe.
Yes.
Or we have a Gmail that Jared said.
Oddcastmedia@gmail.com.
Yeah, you can email those. If you have story ideas or anything like that, feel free to do that. But until next week, everyone, goodbye.
Goodbye.